listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about what you might call the blame game. I'm going to read you from Exodus chapter 17, verses 1, 2, and 3, where we read, "Then all the congregation of the children of Israel set out on their journey from the wilderness of Zin, according to the commandment of the Lord, and camped in Rephidim, but there was no water for the people to drink. Therefore the people contended with Moses and said, 'Give us water that we may drink.' So Moses said to them, 'Why do you contend with me? Why do you tempt the Lord?' And the people thirsted there for water, and the people complained against Moses and said, 'Why is it that you've brought us up out of Egypt to kill us and our children and our livestock with thirst?'" Now, when you have hundreds of thousands, even millions of people on their way through a desolate desert wilderness, a water shortage is not an imaginary problem. You can't simply pretend that the problem isn't there. Some problems we make up in our minds, some problems are real, and some problems are real, but we make them worse in our minds. This was the case with the children of Israel. First, notice that they were in the wilderness at a dry place according to the commandment of the Lord. That's what verse 1 says. You see, at this point, Israel was completely in the will of God, yet there was no water for them to drink. Just because we're having problems, it doesn't mean that we're out of the will of God. The Lord allowed this dry place for an important reason among the children of Israel. When there's no water for the people to drink, it's a real problem. And the children of Israel had a right to be concerned. But when the people contended with Moses, they responded in a way that actually made the situation worse. The right way to think in a situation like this is something along these lines. I'm in a desert. It's not surprising that there isn't much water here. I need to look to God to meet this need. Instead, when we come to a place of need, we often do just what Israel did. It says the people complained against Moses. You see, often we're really looking for someone to blame. And that's what the people did. They blame Moses. But the blame game never really has a winner. Blaming people in a situation like this solved nothing. Even though the people focused their complaint against Moses, Moses understood that their real problem was against the Lord. That's why he said, "Why do you tempt the Lord?" When we play the blame game against others, we're often really blaming the Lord without understanding it. Are you playing the blame game at this time of your life? Wouldn't it be much more productive for you to just set your mind on the Lord and to look for His answers? Now, perhaps you feel that you're the victim of the blame game. If you are, then you should respond like Moses did. You see, the following verses show that he still helped the people in love, even when they were blaming him. In the same situation, some of us might have said something like this, "Well, you're blaming me? Fine, then solve your own problem." But Moses didn't do that. Even when he was unjustly blamed, he loved. And love is always our best response, even when we're unjustly blamed. Friends, today is a day for you to avoid the blame game, even you blaming others or somebody else blaming you. Instead, put your eyes on the Lord, love one another, and do what Jesus calls you to do.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.